Welcome back to the Rutter Ranger pregame show. Zach Taylor alongside Ranger head football coach Greg Morgan. Coach, your squad coming off a 51-32 loss at Elgin, a high-scoring affair. Some good things that you saw from that ballgame.
Well, I think the offense made some strides, especially our offensive line. Played much better than we did week one. We got some things going offensively a couple of times. Not too consistently, but enough to put some points on the board. And and I think we took a step backwards defensively. They had us perplexed, to say the least. And any adjustment we made, they had a counter for it. So their scheme was really good. I thought our defense in the 12 games that this staff has been together, including last year, I think that was probably our worst defensive performance. We're better than that. Our defense has kind of been, over the course of the last year and this year, has kind of been kept us in the game. But this time it was a poor performance by our defense. But our offense really stepped it up. And, so now if we put both of them back together, we should be getting better each week.
Well, it seems like defensively, a couple of big plays and suddenly your guys are running all over the place. A lot of them play two ways. So at the end of that ball game in a high-scoring game, it seems like kind of gassed at some point.
Well, I think, week one, I could say that we were stressed, physically. This week, we're in better playing shape. We played with more intensity this week. We just had more errors on the defensive side of things. But, those plays that our defense was making against Bastrop, we weren't making against Elgin last week. And of course, we think our guys can do that. So some of it is conditioning, as you mentioned. But a lot of it was assignment breakdown. And our defense is better than it showed Friday. So if they'll play at the level we expect them to, and our offense continues to improve as they did from week one to week two, then, we should be able to have a complete game here.
Well, I'd have a hard time believing that you guys are going to face a better run game, at least two running backs that can get it done like Elgin. So I guess in that sense, it's good to face that kind of challenge early on in the season.
It tells you what you need to work on for sure, giving up 50 points is, it's got to mean something. It's got to be a pride factor if you're on that defensive unit, and you're not going to allow that to happen to you again. And those guys have done that, and we'll return back to that kind of play. But, so overall, we got better offensively, kind of stepped back defensively. We went into the game without a kicker. Casey Shutt, who's a linebacker, took over all the kicking and punting duties. And he's not a kicker or punter, but, he's an athletic enough guy that he can get things done. So, with our kicker coming back this week, we feel like that, three of those phases will improve this week.
Now, can we expect to see any more of the Wildcat? That was something that I don't recall us seeing in Game 1. We saw it quite a bit in goal line stands and the two-point conversion. As you said, that might have been out of necessity, but saw it quite a bit.
Yeah, we call it hammer. And what we do is, take our quarterback out and kind of get in an unbalanced line and put four backs in the backfield and just trying to be physical up front. And one is we use it a lot on goal line, short yardage, but it's also just a change up, to get out of our spread and to try to confuse and get some misalignments out of the defense. And so it was very effective for us the other night. Every time we ran it for our two-point conversion, we were 4 out of 4 on that. And we ran it a couple times in the open field, and it was successful. So, yeah, that's something that you'll continue to see.
And talking about the offense, Brant Roberts, pretty good night overall for Brant. I know there were a couple of passes that were close to being caught, just didn't fall the right way. But overall, pretty good showing from the sophomore.
Yeah, Brant's got some moxie. He makes some decisions that are good, and he makes some decisions like a sophomore. So, but he's got that innate ability to see down the field. He never takes his eyes off downfield when he's flushed out of the pocket, which is hard to teach. And so he already has that. And He's just got to make better decisions on, do I need to force this one in or do I need to throw this one away and let's punt the ball away and give our defense a chance to play. But he makes some plays, and he makes typical mistakes as a young quarterback makes. But he's been solid, in Felix's absence, and so as the offense improved, he also improved. So we feel good about how he's progressing. But for a sophomore, it's not too bad.
Mentioned Felix Condi a little banged up. Can we expect to see him back in that starting role this week?
Yeah, Felix is working out this week and went through practice yesterday, and he'll continue to go through practice this week. Felix is the starter, and if he can make it through practice without any hitches in his arm and soreness in his shoulder, then expect him to start. If he gets banged up at practice or if he goes backward in his healing, then it may be Brant. So Felix is our starter until he loses that job. So we're expecting to have both of them this week.
Zach Taylor alongside Greg Morgan, Ranger head football coach. Coach, your guys welcoming the Navasota Rattlers to town tonight. Now, you spent many years in Madisonville, and I know you're pretty acquainted with the tradition that Navasota has had over there, falling on a little bit of hard times this season at 0-2, but always some good athletes in Navasota.
Always. They still have them. For the last 15 years that I've been acquainted with them, they're always athletic, always extremely fast, typically have a quarterback that can do some damage to you, so and really good defensively. So even though there's a change in the coaching staff, they're still physical, they're still fast, still have a quarterback that can get things done, and their defense is really physical. So it's kind of, here we go again, Navasota. So they played two really good teams in Episcopal and Sealy, and so it's going to be a heck of a game that we think on the coaching staff that it's probably the best team we've seen thus far. And it's again, both of us are trying to get our first win of the year, and we hope it's going to be a heck of a game.
Made mention of the coaching staff down there in Navasota. Do you and Casey Dacus have any history?
Not much. I knew his dad. I'm an old guy, so I know more guys that are retired than are actually coaching. So, I met Casey before he got the job at some clinics, and he's a sharp young guy. He was at Graham and had super success up there at Graham and won a ton of games. So I know his father, and I know what kind of man he is, and so Casey's gonna be a great coach there.
Dacus, offensive coordinator at Graham, coming to Navasota this year. So offensively, that they're going to have a strong game plan coming in. What do you see from them on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, they've been throwing the ball around, and so there's two ways to look at that. Are they a throwing team, or have they been behind early in Episcopal or in Sealy, and were forced to throw the ball? But they're very good at throwing the ball around and finding your weak spots in your secondary. And when you watch our tape over the last two games, you see we have some areas of concern in our secondary. And we think we have really good young secondary. We think they're going to be really good. But they are young and experienced. So their eyes get misdirected and their feet get misdirected a lot of times and puts them in bad positions. So this is going to be a test for them because from statistically, as we look at the film, they're 65-35 pass to run. Now, is that game plan or is that because they're behind? That's what we have to decide. But when they do run the ball, they've got two running backs that can go to the house. They have a quarterback that can run the ball, and he really is good at extending plays, especially pass plays. So he can make you miss him. He can extend the play and buy himself some time to find open receivers. Their receivers are really good on their scramble drill, breaking to the aid of the quarterback. So we've got to keep him under control, that's for sure.
Well, in talking about getting pressure on the quarterback, their left tackle, Jordan Jefferson, only a junior, but he is a Texas A&M commit. So it seems like a real big part of the game plan, not just neutralizing him, but their offensive line to get to the QB.
Yeah, their offensive line is pretty stout. It seems their offensive linemen are typically the bigger guys that they can move – move bodies around, their defensive line, interior line, are stronger, faster kids. And so it's kind of a tale of two cities. We're big on the front and big on the other side, but they're kind of big on the offense and quicker on the defense. And, you know, it's perfect for the scheme they're running. So, yeah, he's going to be a task to get through. And, you know, as long as he didn't get hands on us and pancake us and all that good stuff, you know. But kids typically play, I found that kids typically play better against a better opponent. So if I'm the defensive end over that tackle, typically he plays a better game. Now, right. He might not make the plays, but it's a challenge to him, and that's kind of, you know, you're getting to go against a guy that's committed to A&M or Texas or whatever school you're going to. And now let's see what you can do against that kind of caliber. And so we're hoping that our guys rise up to that challenge.
Awesome. And then you mentioned their speed on defense. For you offensively, what kind of challenges does that present you?
Well, you know, starts with their front. They've got a defensive tackle that's problematic. What's his name? 33 is Tyreek Houston, and he is a troublemaker for the offensive line. So, you know, we're going to try to set him formationally so that we get two on him, because he can really hurt you in a lot of different ways. Both of their defensive ends are really tall, long guys, 6'3", they can really rush the passer and get around the edge. And their secondary, you know, their man coverage, so they can run with you all day. So they present a lot of problems. You don't have success, and this is historically with Navasota. You don't have success going east and west. You've got to go north and south against Navasota because they're so fast, and you know, they give a lot of looks defensively, and they like to bring their backers a lot. So they give us several issues offensively. So we've got to make sure that we've got, you know, our I's dotted and our T's crossed to make sure that their stunts and their speed don't overtake us.
A big test tonight. Something's got to give. The Navasota Rattlers coming to town at 0-2. The Rudder Rangers at 0-2 against the home opener of the season for the Rangers. Again, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get you sent for the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rudder Ranger Football on Willie 97.7.